This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, the black market, still a powerhouse when it comes to sales of marijuana in places where it's legal now, like California and Massachusetts. We can get into that, something that we teased last night, never had a chance to get to it with you in the studio tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but we're actually starting with a special guest here tonight. It is somebody we've had on the show in the past. I think it's been a few years, maybe several years. I think it was the Porcupine the Porcupine Freedom Festival was where we had Lenore Scanese here on Free Talk Live. Welcome back, Lenore.
Hey, thanks. I still cherish those memories. I took a picture of the ice cream truck that was there, and it took payment in, oh, my God, it was like dollars, checks, Canadian money, pot, and Bitcoin.
That sounds like the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It does.
Yeah, not my normal place to talk. So usually I'm talking to like a bunch of teachers. So this is really cool.
So I hear that we might be seeing you again this summertime at the Freedom Fest out in Vegas.
I hope so. I'm planning to be there. And the theme this year is the Wild West or the West. And so I thought, my God, that's pretty easy to talk about, because when you think about anybody going west, you know, they probably weren't in the back of the SUV being driven, you know, out west to discover the Sierras while they were playing a game and, you know, had their pod in and were being given an organic snack by their mom. And, you know, it's just a little bit of a different feel to the country back then.
So yeah, I'm going to be wearing my Woody outfit. I got a little cowboy hat,
yeah.
And I've got a little yellow shirt, you know, dressed up like Woody from Toy Story.
There's going to be a fourth one, you know.
Fourth what?
Fourth Toy Story.
Oh, good. Yeah. The third one was so great. Wow. Okay. That's like one thing that keeps getting better with their extra franchises.
The only one I've seen is the first one.
Oh, I'm surprised. You've got a kid.
He's seen the others. I haven't.
Oh, you haven't seen. Okay. Gotcha. So
you might actually like them. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So, of course, you, back in the day, were known for the Free Range Kids blog, and you became the world's worst mother, according to some media organization or another.
Yeah, everyone.
How dare you?
After allowing your
Google.
Your, I think at the time, was he 10 years old or something like that? Your
he
son?
Was nine. You know, double digits, and it's just not cute. No, he was 9 years old. I let my 9-year-old ride the subway by himself, rode a column about it, and 2 days later I was on the Today Show, MSNBC, Fox News, and NPR, showing that it's not really a part of Snoo Shoo.
Had you ever done television appearances prior to that? Did you have any experience, you know, being like in the media prior to that blow up?
You know, once in a while I would have done a, you know, something that somebody was interested in. I probably had like a minute or two on I don't remember, but I'm sure there was something that I must have talked about at some point that was interesting in my long and storied career. But this was like nothing I had experienced, no.
When did you launch the Free Range Kids blog after or before the incident with...
No, it was right afterwards. It was like, so, all right, write the column 2 days later on all those shows. That was a Thursday. And then over the weekend... you know, I was sort of shaking. Like suddenly everybody is talking about this parenting decision, and a lot of people are thinking that I am horrible. And so I wanted to start a blog that said, you guys don't know me. I totally believe in safety. I'm like a worrier. I believe in, you know, helmets and seatbelts and car seats. And when that 9-year-old turned 10 and it was his birthday party, the present I gave everybody, you know, in the goodie bag was not candy or a toy. It was a mouth guard. I mean, can you come up with somebody with less fun than me? So I started the blog that very weekend, and I called it Free Range Kids because my husband came up with the name, how about Cage Free Kids? And I liked it, but it sounded a little creepy.
Right.
So I just tweaked it, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great name for a blog, but you are doing a different one now called Let Grow. Free Range Kids is still there. Are you still posting on that as well? Or, like, what's your...
Yeah, it is complicated for legal reasons. You guys are libertarians. You know how these things go. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of regulations about now. Let Grow is the nonprofit that grew out of Free Range Kids, and you can't use a name that somebody might, God willing, make a profit on while still doing Let Grow. So it's just for reasons of like trademark law, et cetera, it has a different name. But it actually is a cool name. I just got an email today from somebody who's been reading Let Grow and talking about it, and he said something that we've heard from a couple other parents, which is that today, when he was asking his kid to, I don't know, do something or to stay inside, the kid said, "Dad, let grow," which is what we hope will become a rallying cry for the kid, you know, because it's hard to tell somebody to let go. And in fact, I originally thought we should call it Let Go and Let Grow, but the people who are afraid to let go will not. But everybody wants their kids to grow. So it's a good cry for the kids to remind the parents that it's our job to let them grow. And then it's a good thing for the parents to say to the kids, it's like, you know, go outside. No, I want to stay inside. No, go on, let grow. And then off they go. So we like the name. And the reason it is something different from Free Range Kids is that a couple of years ago, Dan Schuckman, who just recently stepped down as the chairman of FIRE, which fights for free speech on campus, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, he and Jonathan Haidt, who wrote The Coddling of the American Mind and also The Righteous Mind, I guess you like the word mind in the title, they were talking about what they were seeing on campus with kids, young people, fragile and, you know, the mental health services were going up and anxiety was going up and tolerance was going down. Yeah, the safe spaces. And they're saying, you know, it can't be that kids turn 18 and are suddenly fragile. You know, or the minute they step on campus, something changes and makes them very anxious. It's probably that they're growing up a little differently. And maybe it has to do with the sort of overprotective environment we're in now, and who's talking about overprotection and ways to give kids back some independence, and of course, that's me. So they came and said, let's start a nonprofit together. And I said, that sounds fantastic, because I've been just typing by myself in my living room for 10 years, yay. But let's also loop in Dr. Peter Gray, who's a psychology professor from Boston College, who talks about how kids need free time and free play to figure out not only their interests, but how to deal with each other. Because when you're playing, you have to be, you know, you have to be fun enough to play with. You have to be aware enough that you're not, you know, boring or unfair to the other people you're playing with, so that they keep playing with you. And so by playing, you sort of learn how to get along and how to read each other. And you actually learn democracy, because you vote together on, are we going to play that the tree stump is out or is it in? You know, so between the four of us, we started Let Grow, and that's where we are now.
And there's plenty of time to do that for the 10 minutes of recess they get in elementary school.
Yeah, that's right.
I hear that schools are that recess is just getting pared down and pared down. I mean, it disappeared when I went to high school, but we had recess all the way up till eighth grade when I went to school.
Wow, I didn't. It stopped for me after elementary school.
No, I had it through eighth grade, but high school, not recess, but we all had free periods that were, you know, free.
We had study hall, but we weren't allowed to talk.
Right.
study hall wasn't elective. Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like confinement in prison.
You know, they've done studies that show that prisoners get more outdoor time than children get today.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
It is shocking. Right. So Peter Gray's idea for Let Grow, I mean, for one of the initiatives that we're working on, is to keep schools open for free play after school. We call it the Let Grow Play Club because it's branding everything. But really, it's just, you know, we would like our kids to have some of the experiences that we had as kids, which is you probably, after school, you came home and you hopped on your bike and you went to the park and you played a game. Is that correct for you guys?
Yeah, or we would go to just a neighbor's house. We might pick up some, you know, fake guns and shoot at each other. We might...
Now if they find kids in the park, the police open an investigation in some states and go arrest the parents. Laura, can you stick with us for another segment here?
Oh, of course. years.
All right, more with Lenore Scanese from letgrow.org. We'll continue. Maybe you've got a question for her. She advocates for free-range kids. You know, letting
She'll be doing it at Freedom Fest,
letting
too.
Your kids make more decisions and go off on their lonesome. Of course, in a lot of places, that'll get you arrested these days, which is insane. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, though right now if you call in, you need to have a question for our guest, Lenore Scanese. From letgrow.org, as we continue, by the way, we did mention that she's going to be attending Freedom Fest. She'll be one of a myriad of speakers at what is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. This year's theme, The Wild West, featuring Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, and there's going to be a bunch of people going to this event. How many people, Mark, would you estimate attend Freedom Fest?
2,000, 3,000, 4,000.
2,000 to 4,000 people. Yeah. It's a big event. It's in Vegas. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. And we will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. And coupon code FTL50, gets you a discount for being a Free Talk Live listener. If you're not sure, you can check out the five best speeches from last year for free just by going to freedomfest.com/FTL. You can watch Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey from last year all for free by going to freedomfest.com/FTL. We bring back Lenore Scanese here. She's actually calling us from, or we're calling her, I guess, in this case, from New York City. That's where you are tonight.
And
so let's take the latest piece from your blog over at letgrow.org. What happened with this Lyft ride with a parent and a child? What's the story there?
Oh, that was a kind of strange case. That was a mom wasn't feeling well. She's in New Orleans, and so she called a Lyft who came there, and she put her 5-year-old in the car, and then it's a question of, Did the driver say, wait a minute, aren't you getting in the car? And she said, no. And did she just walk away and leave the kid there? Or did she say, you know, I'm desperate, I'm sick, I have to get my kid to the school, and I can't, you know, I can't do it. Can you please drive him? Whatever transpired there, we know that the next thing that happened is that the driver kept the kid in the car and drove straight to the sheriff's office, whereupon the sheriff charged the mom with desertion.
Wow.
I think that's a new definition of desertion, because I don't think if you really want to desert your child, I mean, if I wanted to desert my child, I would hire a Lyft driver to take them to another state, but not to take them to school. I mean, clearly this was a mom who, you know, needed help. And if you know that, which you do from the circumstances, then if I was the sheriff, I would go over and see, you know, is there some other plan you can make? Are there people nearby? You know, maybe we should, you know, create a forum for parents online where they can find each other on days when, you know, there's one of the moms can't make a drop off. But to charge her as if that's going to help the family at all. I mean, if you really feel that it's a family that is desperate enough to have to call a Lyft driver and run away, there's something going on there. And why would you make that into actually a criminal charge?
Well, I know how we could help them. Fines and jail. That'll be helpful.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Right? It's been so successful.
Nothing brings a family closer together than a little jail time.
Right.
I would say maybe for the Lyft driver.
You know, there's so many crazy laws. There's a law that they tried to pass in Rhode Island that would have made it a crime for a bus to let a kid off after school at a bus stop without an adult there to walk them home until seventh grade. And in fact, actually, I did hear from a mom in Kentucky who said that was exactly the same rule there. I don't know if it went all the way up to seventh grade, but certainly her third grader was not allowed to get off the bus without an adult waiting. And she worked.
They're doing that around here too.
A mom who is not home at 3 p.m. to walk the kid home.
They're doing that here in the so-called Live Free or Die state. Former co-host of ours, Will Coley, he hosted a different show on our network, and he had to get out and leave his show a couple of times because his wife was like inside the house. She, I don't know, for whatever reason, wasn't standing outside at the right time when the bus comes, and the bus will not drop the child off in front of the house without the parents standing outside.
God.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is so crazy. First of all, what a pleasant thing to stand outside in New Hampshire in the winter waiting for the bus sometime between 3 and 3:45 to drop off your child. But then also the idea that you all have to quit your jobs because somebody else has determined, not you, but somebody else thinks it's not safe enough for your kid to walk up the driveway alone or two houses away or even two blocks away. I mean, that's clearly a decision that, first of all, should be made by a parent. And secondly, why did we suddenly decide that is so dangerous that it requires a bodyguard, when we all know that a generation ago, people did this without a second thought, and nobody considered the parents evil, nobody considered charges. The lady in Kentucky who had her grandfather who would pick her son up one day, the grandpa, you know, just when the bus is coming, he's in the bathroom, so that's mark one against her. Strike two was a day when the kid was supposed to stay at school. He didn't realize it. He got on the bus. He came home. The grandpa wasn't waiting. So that's strike two. But if there is a strike three, they once again return the child to the bus depot, which seems like the least safe place you could bring the kid.
as opposed to
their house, right?
There's no alcoholics hanging out underneath the buses or anything.
Yeah, really. He's right. All the cigarette butts piling up. But strike three means they call Child Protective Services.
Wow, man.
So this is what pushed me over into the Liberty camp, was realizing that, like, parents who are making rational decisions based on their circumstances, what if you work two jobs and you need your kid to come home with a latchkey?
Right.
Suddenly that's a crime. You're trying to put food on the table and that's a crime. So last year, as you probably know, Utah passed a free-range kids law. They call it free-range parenting law. And it's good. I mean, it says that it's not a crime, it's not negligence to let your kid play outside, walk to school, wait briefly in a car, or come home with a latchkey.
Isn't that sad, though, that they had to pass a law to clarify that this is not those things? You cannot interpret them in that
insane.
Way. Yeah.
It's insane. But
sign of the times.
Now a bunch of states are considering similar laws. We have about six states considering them now. And the language that we prefer is that only blatant disregard for a child's safety and welfare should be considered neglect. Because everything else, everybody has to make seat-of-the-pants decisions. You know, you're going to drop the kid off at school, but now he's sick. You keep them home while you drop the other one off at school. I mean, nobody can plan for every eventuality in family life. And to have to worry that your decision to let the kid wait in the car while you go in and get the Tylenol because she's, you know, finally fell asleep and she's had the flu, that should not be, like, the state should not be a consideration in when you're making a normal parenting decision. So I'm hoping that...
I talked to a person who had left their kid in the car to go put the grocery cart away in the grocery cart canal. Like, three or four, maybe five car parking spaces away.
Wow.
And he comes back...
Once again, tracking across the West.
Yeah, a woman is hyperventilating at his window. You know...
Yeah.
You know, she's getting ready to break the window on the car. I mean, the kid's just looking at her.
As far as state interference is concerned, here's a headline that I had ready to go for tonight, and I don't know if we'll get into the full article. Oregon to become the first state to mandate universal home visits of all families with newborn children.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we definitely have to talk about that. Lenore, thanks for coming on back on Free Talk Live with us here tonight. I guess
love being here. Look up the Scottish laws that are called the named person law, and you'll see where a law like Oregon's gets you.
Check her out over at letgrow.org, and we'll look forward to seeing you this July for Freedom Fest.
Oh, I can't wait.
Thanks, Lenore.
I'm in Vegas.
Have a great night.
Bye.
We're coming up here with Free Talk Live. You can join us. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego man is under arrest, charged with killing one woman and injuring three others inside a nearby synagogue. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about the lady who was killed, 60-year-old Lori Kay.
It's unfathomable, like this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being
would be shot down. Her mother just recently died, and she came to services to be able to memorialize her mother.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about the insane level of overprotection that is being crammed down families' throats by state governments across the United States. There's a little bit of pushback, as our guest Lenore Scanese just a few moments ago pointed out, in the state of Utah, where they have passed a free-range kids law to try to enshrine the idea in the law that, hey, letting your kid go to the park or the mall, that probably doesn't happen anymore, but, you know, to go out of their house without some sort of parental guidance at every single step shouldn't be considered neglect or any other sort of criminal act. They had to pass a law because of the just madness that has infected people across the United States.
It doesn't get any better in your old age either. I mean, you're very likely to end up, well, it's not unlikely for Americans to end up at the mercy of a court-appointed guardian in their old age when they're not able to make decisions. And then this guardian then spends all your money. And then when your money is spent, they suddenly you don't need guardianship anymore, and they send you off to an old folks home, run by Medicare.
Speaking of money, we love cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. And if you're going to get into crypto, whether it's Bitcoin or some of the competitors like Bitcoin Cash and Dash and others, you ought to get a good cryptocurrency wallet, a good multi-crypto wallet. Like these days, I don't understand why anybody would want a single crypto wallet, like just Bitcoin or just Dash. You got to have multiple options because there are a lot of great choices out there, like Ethereum and tokens and Monero and Ripple, Stellar and Bitcoin Cash and others. Edge Wallet does all of those and many more. In fact, you can get Edge Wallet through your iOS or Android app store, or just go to edge.app to download it. I used my Edge Wallet twice today. Actually, I just had some dinner with you guys earlier at the local burger here in Keene, paid for my dinner with Bitcoin Cash via Edge Wallet. And just before that, I was over at Corner News right across the street, got some rolling papers with my Edge Wallet. And
what are you going to do with the rolling papers, Ian?
Roll things. Edge.app is where you can go. Man, it's super easy and smooth. I was actually waiting on the clerk because she had the tablet wasn't charged. So give me a chance to talk to her about accepting cryptocurrency, and I gave her a crypto tip, which is a nice little sort of fun website as well. Anyway, go to edge.app and get your copy of Edge on your smartphone. It's, by the way, secure your freedom is their tagline, and I like that. Edge.app. So into the news here, Richie, you've got a story that is taking this whole overprotection thing to a whole new level in the state of Oregon, apparently.
And starting younger, yeah.
What's going on now?
So again, if you missed it, Oregon to become the first state to mandate universal home visits of all families with newborn children. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has submitted her two-year budget proposal to the Oregon State Legislature, and it includes several health initiatives aimed at children, behavioral, mental health, under the oversight of the Oregon Health Authority and Oregon's coordinated care organizations.
The Health Authority.
The Authority.
Yeah, this is the natural and probable, predictable outcome of the the nanny state, where your school, your health care, everything is controlled by the state. The people who want their their school debts forgiven and they want to have free health care and stuff, that all sounds really great. Until you realize the government is then in charge of the health care, the government's going to be in charge of the health care of your kids, the government's going to determine whether or not you're taking the proper care of your kids, and that these determinations will not be what you think they should be. They will be some other system for determining.
But they will protect those people from the onslaught of the wealthy taking over their lives and oppressing them.
That's true. There's not a lot of wealthy people in prison. And when they go to prison for not treating their kids exactly the way the state says, they will be protected from the wealthy. They will be sodomized by poor people who are in prison.
Moving on. One of the key pieces of Governor Brown's legislation is the beginning investment in a six-year program to create universal home visits for new parents. The Beaverton Valley Times interviewed Patrick Allen, the director of Oregon Health Authority, who reportedly expressed excitement at the prospect of requiring home visits
yes.
of all new parents.
We get to get into everyone's house.
That's what
we'll
they want.
We'll get to look around, see if there's anything that's contraband on the shelves. We'll make sure we arrest those parents.
An army of bureaucrats to go through everyone's house.
Yes, and we'll get to check their fridge, make sure they're, make sure they've got healthy food in the fridge. We don't want to find any alcohol. We don't want to find any raw meat. We don't want to find anything that could put a child in danger.
It's
of
for
eating
the children,
well.
Though. It's for the children, including adoption.
It's for the bureaucrats, is what it is. Well, it's for it's for whatever Department of Health Authority to increase their bureaucracy size, because if they're going to have to go and visit every single newborn, that's going to keep a lot of bureaucrats pretty busy.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Here's the thing. I want to make this part clear. Not only newborns, adoptive parents as well.
Wow.
So, when the program is complete, every new parent, including adoptions, would receive a series of two or three visits by someone.
Two or three?
Not just one.
Wow.
Like a nurse or other healthcare practitioner. So it's not a bureaucrat.
Oh,
it's a nurse or a healthcare practitioner.
Just a bureaucrat or just a nurse who's basically moonlighting as a bureaucrat.
Sure.
Because she's operating under a government mandate to check off a certain list. She's got, like, some sort of list of things to look for, things to, warning signs that these parents might not be raising their children in the way the state has approved.
And here's your list. The visits could include basic health screenings for babies, hooking parents up with primary care physicians, linking them to other services, and coordinating the myriad childhood immunizations that babies need.
Because the parents that just had a baby,
would have no way of connecting with the primary care. They didn't just leave a hospital in most cases. I mean, they have no idea what to do. I mean, why would you even need to offer a service like that?
They do not feel like some people are taking proper care of their kid. People like me. My son doesn't go to the doctor that often.
Y'all didn't go to a hospital to have birth either,
he was
right?
Not given birth. He was not given birth to in a hospital.
So this, is this a way to get into the homes of, you know, people likely to homeschool, people likely to home birth?
Yep.
That kind of thing?
I've heard these bureaucrats talk. I've heard them say that, what was the description? That homeschoolers, she thinks that homeschoolers are all Unabombers. That was the terminology that she used.
Wow.
Well, why else would you keep your kids out of school?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you turn your kids over to the government like good citizens?
Because that's what they're made for, to become good citizens. That's what schooling does. Alan made it clear that they were targeting all children, not just troubled families. This isn't something for people in trouble. This is stuff all kids need.
Every child needs a visit with a bureaucrat.
Birthed at home, homeschooled, whatever it happens to be, you need it.
It's a great way to drive families out of your state.
That could be the ramification.
Who's going to pick up and leave over this?
I don't know. People disappoint me constantly. So you might be right. People will just sit there and take it.
That's what most people will do. I mean, there may be a few people who are like, all right, we're going to a better homeschool state.
The wealthy can afford to leave.
Sure.
Write a letter to the editor and say, our family has decided to leave the town of Portland or whatever, and the reason is because of this stupid law. Goodbye.
Right.
Thanks for all the tyranny.
What is it that happens?
I will say this, that there's a possibility that you, like, being a state resident is a state of mind to some extent. Right, like the poor legal definitions as to what makes somebody a resident of a particular state. I suspect this only applies to residents of states, like not the kid that's in the state. Right. So, for instance, if I'm driving my newborn from Washington State to California, I am not now a subject to Oregon's laws surrounding these bureaucrats coming in. What if I'm visiting for 2 weeks? What if I'm visiting for a month? What if I'm visiting for 3 months?
I think that would be more application, because as you travel through Oregon, you are definitely subject to Oregon law.
Sure, but I don't think you're going...
I don't think they would enforce that one.
No, I don't think they are.
Based on where you would be.
All right, there's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can get into one of those rooms and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio here with you, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We are talking about a disturbing story that, Richie, I'm trying to find some corroboration here from some kind of source that's not this one, the one that you're reading.
Sure.
Which is called, what is it? MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I got HealthImpactNews.com.
Right. They cite HealthImpactNews.com, and then HealthImpactNews cites a mainstream news site called the Portland Tribune at PamplinMedia.com. However, the links to Pamplin Media's website do not resolve to a news article. So they look like, when you look at the links in the article on the Health Impact News, when you look at the Beaverton Valley Times link, it appears to be a link to a story about this, but then when you actually click the link, it just takes you to the root URL, the main URL of pamplinmedia.com. So as of yet, I'm not saying this is false. I'm just saying I'm hoping to find some better corroboration on this story.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Just letting you know. So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story is purportedly that all newborn children and adopted children in the state of Oregon will be visited, the family will be visited by somebody doing the state's work.
Doctor or nurse practitioner.
Somebody who, or maybe just a bureaucrat, we're not clear on that, who's going to come by and ask you questions, look around your house. Who knows what they're going to be authorized to do once they get inside your home. But it's very, very disturbing, and I think you've got some more from
yeah, I mean, the rest of it is basically the stuff that we covered, but I'll read through it. And just, if you're looking for some cooperation, I guess this was a budget proposal.
Right.
So if you're, you know, it might not be a news article necessarily, but it might be if somewhere online they have the Oregon budget, or the Oregon Budget Office, that might be the next place to check. Because this might just be a blogger that found the budget and went, what the hell is this? And then, you know.
Could be.
So I'm going to jump down in the article because a lot of it just got covered. In this proposed bill for universal home visits, possibly just another way for the state to collect funds and to potentially remove children from their homes and place them into the lucrative foster care and adoption system. We've already documented how the foster care system is not primarily about protecting children, but is merely a state-funded child trafficking system. There's already a federal...
So this is truer than others times, depending on the state and location within the state, right? Sure. So some offices are more likely to do something like this and some are less. There's a story from Illinois right now where the Child Protective Services, or whatever their state version of it is, basically let a kid get beaten to death at his own home when they had visited the house several times. So they didn't even take the opportunity to take a kid away. The problem is that just the existence of this organization absolves people of the idea that they have to even look out for a kid.
Well, and it can be used as a weapon. I don't want to get too much into it, but I know a guy. Who is in a relationship, and his relationship's former relationship sticks Child Protective Services on them all the time as a way to get retribution. So it's, you know, not only is it bad when they act and take kids or allow those violent acts to occur, but it's also a state tool used by, you know, disgruntled ex-relationships, you know, to bring harm to you and to just bother you.
I was able to find the story from Pamplin Media at the Beaverton Valley Times. I took a clip from what they claimed was a quote and then searched via Google site search because it wasn't coming up through their own site search, and I did find it here. One of the governor's priorities that he's most excited about is the beginning investment in this six-year program to create universal home visits for new parents. So, yeah. So just... Some confirmation here, just because holy ministry, whatever it was.
It didn't seem...
Most holy family monastery.com.
Because we don't need Trump considering Free Talk Live to be fake news.
Sorry, go ahead with the story.
Where was I?
I don't know, but it's disturbing as hell.
Yeah, that's why. Child trafficking system. There's already federally funded home visit program funded by the Health Resources and Services
Administration. So they're going to get federal money for this.
Well, there's already federally funded home visit programs. This is Oregon stuff.
Mm.
The federal program is stated to be a voluntary, but Oregon seems to want to take it a step further and make government home visits mandatory.
Lovely.
This might be in part of your article. Apparently, $400 million has already been allocated to states to fund home visits, and states need to implement the programs to receive those funds.
Right, so there is federal money involved here. If they do this program. But wait, this doesn't sound voluntary, you're saying, right?
This does not sound voluntary. The federal fund
is voluntary.
Is supposedly voluntary. Oregon sounds like it's making this mandatory in order to make sure that they receive the federal
Maybe the federal fund is voluntary for the states to get into, right? Like, they're not forcing the states to get into this fund, but look, there's all this money here. If you want this money, state governments, you can implement a program.
Well, most states have a home visit program.
Really?
But they don't have a mandatory home visit program. They don't have a universal home visit program. They just visit people at home who need it and want it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people need and want it. But other people don't, and that's really where it comes from.
To me, this seems very Orwellian.
Huxillian.
Huxley, Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, this is much more Brave New World than this is 1984.
Well, it's oversight, right? Like, it's some bureaucrat's eyeballs are going to be in your house looking around at your stuff and your lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, we already have, say, the German school system where they determine relatively young what your career path's going to be. We've got... This, all the pieces are in place, people, for essentially...
A Brave New World.
Yeah, you being, you know...
Make sure you get on your Ritalin, kids.
Categorized and, sent down
and
the
drugged.
Chute for...
Somas.
Yeah,
right. Soma was the drug in Brave New World.
Right. Ritalin is
So I think
reality.
It's probably both, right? Because isn't Orwellian typically, like, surveillance state? Isn't it usually, like, in tandem with a surveillance state? This is part of the surveillance state, no doubt about it. Getting a bureaucrat inside everyone's home? That's totally the surveillance state.
And if they could put a camera in there,
they would.
Yeah. Brave New World was much more about sort of the rearing of people through the whole process. You had to get them young was the whole idea.
Yeah.
And
that's why they have government.
The government's
schools.
Not happy with first grade, then it needs kindergarten. And then it's not happy with kindergarten.
Now it's home visits.
Then it needs pre-K.
Yeah.
And then it's not happy with pre-K. It needs, government nursery schools and home visits.
Well, cameras in the home is just the next step.
Oh, yeah.
So that could
be... That's already on the table in Great Britain.
Right. So, what they'll do is say, well, we think that, we're going to let you keep little Johnny here, but we're going to have to mandate that you install one of our monitoring systems so we can make sure that everything is okay here because we think you're an at-risk household. So
that's when you leave.
And if they can't do it through the state, they'll do it through the corporations because Facebook already has what their in-home camera.
Facebook what now?
Oh, no, this is not new news. Facebook has a device similar to like the Amazon Echo and Google Home.
Really?
That is a camera. Like it's like a 4K camera so you can communicate with other Facebook users.
Oh, wow.
But it takes like a wide, pan shot of your house and then because it's 4K, you can zoom in on specific things.
Right.
But who knows when it's on? Who knows,
Sure.
Who knows what Facebook is doing with it when you're not around? It's conspiracy theory talking, but I mean, like I said, how do you get people, if it's not Orwell, how do you get the Huxleyans to put cameras in their house? Have them do it voluntarily
on their own.
And want to do it.
Yeah.
There's the meme on the internet that says, 1984, the government's going to bug our homes. 2019, hey, home bug, do cats eat waffles? the silly things that you ask Alexa or Google Home or whatever, it's right there. You've already put it in your house. And look, I understand.
Wow.
By the way, the same stuff that they're reading about here in Oregon is also being proposed in Scotland.
You've got a related story about this.
From the BBC. Is that a good enough source for you?
I mean, it's pretty decent. Yeah.
It's pretty decent.
So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're saying the best solution here for parents is if this is happening in your state, plan a move and get out.
At the very least, plan a move and pretend to get out. Because residency is something that you claim. So for instance,
oh, not always. It was forced on me.
Well, my wife claims to be a Florida resident. I claim to be a New Hampshire resident or a New Hampshire domiciled in New Hampshire. So therefore,
I also claimed to be an inhabitant of New Hampshire.
I understand. You had a completely different situation. You have no children. They weren't worried about your kid.
I didn't change my address when I moved.
Good for you, man.
And you weren't willing to move. If these people come after my kid, I am gone on the first thing that smokes out of this stinking state.
Luckily, you're in New Hampshire where there's a big homeschool movement, a bunch of independent kind of minded families.
I can't find any of them.
That, well, you must not have looked that hard because whenever they threaten the homeschoolers at the state house, they show up in droves.
State house is a long drive from my house.
855-4, it's a long drive for them too, but they come out. 855-450, free, like freedom, free talk live.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.